Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Naturally Resilient. Today, we are getting into a modern guide to living in harmony with natural rhythms. I'm going to talk about what that even means, because I know that many of us, that might just sound like some... You know, like woo-woo, new age, kind of empty, newspeak, lorem ipsum, right? Like, let's live nature's rhythms. And it's not that. It's not some far-fetched, out of reach, only available if you are living this cottage life, which is fantastic. But it's available to us no matter where we are, even if we're in the middle of a city. And it is the antidote for every modern ailment that we are experiencing. So I'm going to talk about what it means to be connected with nature, how to live a life that is more natural, simple, vital, and brings a sense of purpose and confidence and clarity. And empowerment and freedom. And I'm going to talk about why we're so disconnected. So we're going to talk about the disconnect, the reconnect, and how to live a life that is very much rooted in nature and natural rhythms. So that's where we are headed today. And before we go any further, I am your humble host, Devin, and I am an integrative health expert, an Ayurvedic health advisor, and a holistic coach. And through the Inner Spark Method, I guide folks in navigating the complexities, the challenges of modern life, so that they may transform their health, so that they may transform stress, trauma, and shame into resilience, vitality, and joy through embracing and living the wisdom of nature's rhythms. Excuse me. So, if you would like to learn more as I clear my throat in your ear, you may do so at innerspark.life. So let's get into what we are getting into today. And you'll have to excuse me. It's currently spring when I'm recording this. And it's this wonderful time of early spring where I live, where we go back and forth. So it's like cooler and maybe a little drier, and then it gets warm and it's really wet. And so we kind of go back and forth between this more vata, if you speak Ayurveda, this dry, mobile, it's windy this time of year. We go between that and more of a kapha, which is the earth and the water. So that rain, that mud energy. And so sometimes it's challenging for the body to keep up, right? So our fluids can have a little hard time. You know, it's like, oh, do I need more or less of the lubrication in the way of, you know, the inner fluids? So, oh, now I'm like, do I edit all of that out or do I keep it? We're going to keep it. We're going to keep rolling. Living in harmony with nature's rhythms, friends. Okay. So, have you noticed by now, with your years on this earth, how being outdoors, even just for a few minutes, can completely change everything? It changes your whole mood. Maybe you feel very connected to the change of the seasons or the moon's phases, and you just know on a deep level that many of the ways that we live today simply aren't, they're not natural. So nature is not a separate thing outside of us. It is within and around us, influencing everything at all times. There is no distinction. There is no separation. And it's in trying to live as though there is a separation that we create so much dis-ease, the absence of ease, and also, you know, disease of the mind and the body. So how did we get here? How did we, you know, let's start there a little bit. Why are we so disconnected? And, you know, it's a relatively new-ish phenomenon to have a life that is characterized by artificial lights and processed foods and hyper-productivity and constant screens and the need to be on all the time, being connected and plugged into every corner of the planet at all times. These are new. This is not the way that our species is meant to live, in my humble opinion. Our nervous systems, our brains, our bodies are not designed for this. And these impacts have profound negative consequences, results on the individual and the societal level. And so this is new, like I said. This is really only over the last two centuries. So particularly with the Industrial Revolution in the late 18th century. So we're talking about the last 200 years in the span of human existence. That's nothing. That's like a tiny, that's just a couple generations. That's a tiny little blip. And that shift really marked the end of this agrarian way of being that is deeply intertwined with the rhythms of the earth. And we have seen since then the rise of technological advancements and urbanization, and of course the rapid decline of not only our physical and mental health, but the planet's health. And so the consequences of this disconnect are stark and wide-reaching. Yeah, on a societal level, there have been, you know, everything from climate change to biodiversity loss to resource depletion, and really a rise in this kind of prioritization of convenience and consumption and profits and all of these things over sustainability and well-being, over forward thinking, big picture thinking. It's a lot of like, what can I get and gain right now? And it doesn't matter what or who I have to exploit in order to do so. So there's this like addiction to the more full moon, summer, go, go, go energy. That is certainly a necessary energy. It's a part of natural rhythms. And it's not one that we're meant to be in all the time. Just like none of the cycles of the earth, no one particular rhythm is meant to be sustained ongoing indefinitely. We are meant to, you know, part of what I teach in the Inner Spark Method is we're meant to really be on this spiraling cyclical journey where we're embracing and moving with the different phases and the different rhythms as they arise. So on a societal level, we really see that that's just not happening. There's this demand for this continual march to this one rhythm of hyper-productivity, full-on go, 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 plow over whatever and whoever you need to get there and just go. And there's also this like disconnection from the consequences of our actions. It's like we you know, kind of like turn a blind eye. There's this ignorance and arrogance. And then of course, on a more micro individual level, like I briefly talked about a little bit ago, there's this surge in mental and physical health issues that just like didn't exist a couple hundred years ago. And study after study shows that people today are more prone to chronic illnesses, mental health struggles, stress-related disorders. There's been, you know, shown time after time the link between this disconnect from natural ways and the rise in mental health problems, depression, anxiety. And the disconnection from nature, and then all of the subsequent things that have come from that, that we talked about, like subsiding on processed food, food that is not food, that looks nothing like perhaps the tiny bit of whatever it used to be when it was natural at one point, right? So it's like, oh, here's a corn chip. Well, I don't know if there's actually any corn left in there. And the ways that, again, we're over-caffeinated, we're artificially lit all the time. We have screens in our faces. We are constantly on. And this, you know, sleep disorder and chronic fatigue and burnout are really all tied in with this. This disconnect is that common denominator. It's the common denominator. And it's not all doom and gloom. So I realized, like, if you're still here with me, you're like, dude, are we gonna like talk about the way forward? Or are we just gonna keep harping on all the ways that things are effed up? And we're gonna talk about a path forward. What does it mean to connect with nature and natural rhythms? This is a way of living that is really rooted in awe and wonder and reverence for the true mystery and miracle that is life, that is you. It's about experiencing the essence of life, of the natural world, of yourself in every facet of your being. And it's recognizing that you are the soil, you are the water and the moonbeams and stardust and seawater. And so is everything and everyone around us. All of the elements that comprise you comprise the earth and vice versa. And that is what we're here. That's what's here, and that's what we're made of. And they all come together in different ways to form different things. Like, oh, look, a tree. Oh, look, a dog. Oh, look, me. And everything has this natural way of being. The sun rising and setting. The moon waxing and waning. The life cycle of a human, right? Baby, child, teenager, young adult, adult, older, and then eventually back to the source, whatever that means to you. And it's really living into these natural rhythms and embracing them. And it's through that that we really get to experience greater contentment, fulfillment, and joy, because we're not seeking something that is unsustainable. We're not seeking something that is outside of us. We're simply being and really experiencing and creating stability within ourselves. I refer to this as resilience. Creating the ability, the resilience, to really hold ourselves, to hold life very loosely and with so much, again, reverence just keeps coming through for me. So that we can really meet it, so that we can really be here. So it's this like beautiful multi-layered thing that happens that I feel like I'm just not doing justice in explaining. When we intentionally live with natural rhythms, you know, at first it might take some effort, right? Like going to bed and rising at the same time and kind of syncing with the sun. For so many of us, there's resistance to that. There is so much momentum built in the other way of living, because that's what we've been doing for our whole lives. And maybe even, you know, all our parents knew, and we'd have to maybe go back to like our grandparents or our great grandparents, or maybe even for some of us, our great great grandparents, depending on how young you are, to find people that were living more like the way that we are meant to live, right? So there's a lot of resistance. So initially there might be some effort that has to be made. And then when you are there and you start to feel what it feels like, magical things start to happen, because then it's like, oh wow, those symptoms disappeared, or the anxiety I would feel on a daily basis is now gone. And there's so much more quiet and stillness and peace and spaciousness inside of yourself. So there's this physical improvement, this like emotional and mental and spiritual improvement, and it just continues to compound. And so then there's greater resilience, because you have more energy available to you to do those kind of basic daily life things. Like your body needs a certain amount of energy just to perform its basic housekeeping functions. When it doesn't get that, because we're constantly on all the time, we're not resting well, we're not fueling our bodies with proper nourishment, the energy goes towards like trying to sort through all of that unnatural stuff, all of those unnatural ways of living. And so then the stuff that needs to take place, those basic housekeeping things, start to backlog, and that's where the disease process begins. So you have all of these wonderful compounding effects that begin to take place when you just decide, you know what, I'm going to do things a little differently. I'm going to ask myself, how natural can I live? You know, like, okay, the sun has gone down. Does that mean that it's time for me to turn on all of these bright artificial lights, to like have a movie party every night, to stay up and do the things? Or does that mean that it's time to rest? And oh, the sun is rising, I should be getting up. Yeah, that feels good. So there's this like just natural inclination that takes over. We don't have to struggle and like make it an effortful, hard thing. And I keep using the sleep just as an example. There's many other ways to align with more of these natural rhythms. And it will support, again, mental health, reduction in stress. There's something that I teach that I refer to as the big three resilience zappers of stress, trauma, and shame, that are the results of this modern disconnect that we experience from nature. So like all of our things can be pinpointed down, whether it's a physical health challenge or, you know, whatever it is, this stress, trauma, and shame, and nature and aligning with these natural rhythms is really a blueprint towards healing. When there's stress, trauma, and shame, there's a disruption. There's a sense of lost, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to move forward, insecurity, and really a kind of recognition that the way that things are is not supporting you and is unsustainable and is messed up, and yet feeling like you don't know how to make a change, or there's again that shame, resistance towards making a change because you don't know how, or you don't want to be different, or whatever the situation and the story may be. I could really talk about this forever, and that's why I created the Inner Spark Method Everyday Rhythms, because we go into this and it's a whole vibe. It's a program with a community for experiential living and learning. This nature is not a trend or a fad. And, you know, there's some, I hope, well-meaning things out there. Sometimes I'm not sure, with different advice or different things to buy or 50,000 supplements to take and the earthing mats and the this, that, and the other. And it's so much simpler than that. It really is. It's so much simpler than that. We've just gotten really good at forgetting and overwriting how simple and beautiful that it can be. So I'm going to share a couple of things that you can do like today, right now, to start to build momentum in the other way, build momentum in the way of connection and alignment and simplicity, and kind of turn that energy and the effort that you've been putting towards disconnection into connection. And again, it's not your fault. Like, this is what we've all known. This is what we've been taught and shown for the last several generations. So it's not our fault. It's not any blame or shame or any finger pointing. It's like, okay, I'm living this way. I'm experiencing the effects of that, right? I talk a lot about cause and effect. And I'm going to put in a different cause to get a different effect. Because right now, the input is creating a crappy output. And it takes a lot more energy and effort to do the things to maintain the disconnection than it does to foster the pathways towards reconnection. And I know when you might be first starting out on like coming back into a more natural way of living, that it doesn't feel that way, because it feels like there's a lot of effort because it's so different. And initially there might be, because again, you're working against that inertia. But if you can just pick like one thing, the magic will start to happen way better, way more sustainably, way more naturally, way more simply, way more holistically, and in a way that your system likes, than anything else, than any other supplement or fad diet trend, earthing shoes and whatever the heck else is out there. Okay. And again, no shade to any of those things. I once upon a time had all the stuff, tried all the things, looking everywhere except for right in front of my nose, right in front of my nose, looking for all the outside in solutions. And nothing hits harder and better than just good old mama nature. So some of the ways to reconnect: go outside, right? Simple, free. Maybe not the like sexy, cool thing that you might want, or that like has some eye-catching commercial or ad on social media. Go outside. For like the next week, commit to spending time outside for like 10 minutes. You can stand there. You can go for a walk. You can sit on a bench. You can walk the dog. You can walk your neighbor's dog. You can play with the kids. You can play with your neighbor's kids. You can just go outside. Another thing is to really feed your senses. We overuse our senses so much nowadays, so much. And a misuse of the senses is one of the causes of disease, according to Ayurveda. And it makes so much sense. Everything that we put into our senses needs to be digested. I've talked about this many times. We talk about it a ton in the Inner Spark Method. Everything that we receive through the senses needs to be digested, and we're putting in a lot of stuff that's not the healthiest. And something to remember with digestion is like, that becomes you. What you eat, what you hear, what you see, it becomes you in either a subtle way or a gross way, meaning, you know, like the food becomes the tangible body. Any imprint that you're receiving through the ears, eyes, whatever, is going to make an imprint that could then perhaps drive decision making in the future, that would then lead to results that you desire or don't desire. So intentionally feeding our senses with natural things. So when you go outside, observe the colors, touch the plants, touch a tree, listen to the wind, the birds, smell what you smell. This practice of intentionally feeding your senses with natural input is really, really, really yummy. Really yummy. Another thing is to bring nature inside. So you could have crystals, you could have plants. I have a wonderful ginormous rose bush that has just taken on a whole life and attitude of her own, and I bring some roses into my office and it's quite lovely. You can practice seasonal living, which again, I've talked about so much on this podcast and on my blog, and again, in the Inner Spark Method. It's really about aligning your life with those rhythms. So we have our daily rhythms and we've got the seasonal rhythms and we've got the rhythms of our life cycle. So really tuning into the shifting seasons and eating seasonally and honoring the change for different activities, right? Like a summer lifestyle is going to look different than a winter lifestyle. And there's others that I've shared on the blog post associated with this episode that I'll link in the show notes for you to go check out. The last one that I'll share with you is to cultivate consistency. So a rhythm is steady. And so many of us these days resist that steadiness and resist routine because there's so much of that kind of chaotic energy, that hyper productive energy. Our nervous systems are just like keyed up and on. And so when that energy is predominant, it resists. It wants to keep feeding itself. And so a routine and peace and simplicity is its enemy. It's like, oh, that's going to make me go away. I don't want to go away. I want to keep doing the things. Keep feeding me. Feed me, feed me, feed me more. More instability, more chaos. And so that's why it can feel really hard. However, if peace and simplicity and spaciousness and wholeness and health and vitality and resilience and a natural life are what you want, then do like nature and bring in the rhythmic stability. So like the sun rises and sets every day. What are you doing or not doing every day that is either feeding or zapping your resilience and your capacity to really live and enjoy life? So aligning your sleep and wake schedule, having it be consistent, having consistent meal times, consistent times for moving your body, for resting, for working, and letting yourself enjoy that harmony that results. So adopting these practices doesn't require monumental efforts or changes. Like I said, it's really these small mindful steps that lead to significant compounding transformations. It gets so much better and sweeter over time. And this engagement with the natural world in these intentional ways helps you to foster a deep connection with yourself. There is greater sense of self and connection from within. So not being kind of dragged around by the tides, so to speak. And this is also how we, again, cultivate that wellspring of resilience, vitality, and peace. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. This is truly just beyond words. I feel like there's really nothing that I could say that would really do the majesty of what we are and who we are in this planet and living in alignment with natural rhythms. Justice. Like there's nothing. I'm like, oh, who am I? There's nothing I could say that would really capture the beauty. It has to be experienced. It just really, really does. And I know that nowadays the biggest obstacle that I hear from my clients is this fear of not wanting to be different from everybody else. Feeling like they're going to be boring or left out or an outlier because they want to eat like real foods, or they don't want to stay up all night and binge watch Netflix. They want to go to sleep so they can wake up feeling clear and energized and maybe do some meditation and some breath work and then go about their day. There's a resistance towards being different. I'm not sure if that's your story, but that is something I hear so much. And it's really, oh, I've talked about this. Go check out the feminine shame episode, because that is what it is. It is a shame that I have coined feminine shame, and it impacts all of us regardless of gender. It is this deep-seated resistance and fear towards anything that is natural in a world that's really trying to get us on board with what is normal. So anything that is cyclical and transient and natural and tender, there's this like shunning. And so we don't want to be the different ones. And I just like to invite you to realize, like, you're not different and weird. There's millions of people out there, probably more, who are also living that way. And you're here now to heed the call to reconnect with nature and to kind of be a stand, a pillar of inspiration. And to embrace the lessons and the healing offered by the earth and by natural ways, so that we can really reforge this bond and be nurtured in the way that we are meant to. So I could keep going. We're gonna close it here. We're done. Shut her up. She's done. If you would like to learn more, I invite you again to check out the blog post associated with this episode for some more tips and some more things. There's also getting into feminine shame and some of those other resources that I mentioned along the way that are also on the blog and also on this podcast. And if you would like some more guidance and to really go all in on recreating your foundation for life in a beautifully easeful, fun, communal, simple way, I invite you to check out the Inner Spark Method Everyday Rhythms. And of course, if you would like some more one-on-one support, I would love to work with you and support you in there. So head over to innerspark.life and I will catch you next time. And ooh, share with me in the comments on the blog if you decide to work with one or more of these practices and how it goes for you. Okay, be well. Thank you so much for tuning in.